wall we've got to climb. That is Don Meskell and Long Way Down. Don's songs have sold over 10 million records worldwide and received more than 16 million hits on YouTube. His songs have been recorded by Rascal Flatts, The Backstreet Boys, Lone Star, Ronan Keating, Mackenzie Power, Sharon Corr, Jerry Halliwell, Clay Aiken, Nathan Carter, Boyzone, and so many more. He will be taking to the stage on Friday, the 18th of May, at St. Mary's Collegiate Church as part of the Home Birds Festival, the first of three concerts being held at St. Mary's. The concert kicks off with the Brave Hearts Choir. They're affiliated with Cork Art Kansas Support House and also will be featuring a performance from our very own Dara McGann. Earlier in the week, I caught up with Don to have a chat about his career, the many songs that he's written, the artists he's collaborated with, and touring. It's been a while since Don started touring, and he just got back into it last year, and he told me why.
You know, what happened was I took on the studio in Greenwich in London, and you know, my daytime job, if you like, or what I do for a living is I write songs for people. So I've always kind of been doing that, I guess, maybe professionally for the last 15 years. So it had got very busy, and I had signed a new publishing company and all of that. So, you know, I was under pressure. A little bit of pressure to deliver songs, and then I had a lot of projects on in the studio. So, you know, I did give up live playing for quite a while, but I missed it, you know, because as a songwriter, it's almost full circle. When you, like, I love the moment of creation when you're songwriting. Actually, as I've got older, I've realized that it's in that moment that you're totally in the moment. You know the way philosophers and all that, they always say that it's very important to stay in the moment if you can in life. Because, you know, we're pulled through the hedge blackwards, all of us in life, you know, with just general living, and I find it's a great grounding thing when you could stay in the moment. So I've realized that when I'm songwriting in the very most natural way, I tend to block out everything, block out what's happening in my life and in the world and everything, and I'm so into the process of the creating of the song, and that's kind of therapeutic as well, you know. So that's why I love it. But, you know, the one thing that's missing from that is the opportunity to take that song and play it in front of real people. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what it is. It's full circle. So what I missed it. I missed the opportunity to just communicate with people, you know, in the most basic way. Because, I mean, basically, you know, songs when I go out to play are you know, generally it's not with a big band. It's just acoustic guitar. Or on last year's tour, it was myself and my other guitar player, my great guitar player James Shannon, and we just basically we stripped the songs right back. So it's a couple of acoustic guitars and a couple of vocals, and so that's what I missed, you know. So I got the opportunity of I was booked to play a couple of festivals last year, country music festivals, one in Enniskillen and one in Ballina, County Mayo. And then what we did was, you know, we thought, well, you know, why don't we build in a few gigs around it? But that few gigs turned into 18 dates. but I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and of course, I got the buzz then from going out to play live. So I thought, well, maybe that's a sign from the universe, and maybe it's time to make a new record, and that's what I've done.
Well, that's the other side of it as well. You're working on an album now, It's been quite a while since you did an album too. This is
2012 actually was the last time I signed a record deal with an American company called Curb in 2012. And, you know, that's quite a while ago, isn't it? So it's taken me a long time to get around to the, you know, gathering a bunch of songs and recording myself, you know. So I'm excited, you know. I feel it's a strong body of work, so hopefully people will like it, you know. You never needed anyone, but you need someone today. My father passed away when I was quite young. I was 10, and I was with my father. And I remember the last years after my father passed away, I just felt very lost, you know. even though I'm from a big family and they're all very supportive. But when I discovered music, it became my kind of best friend. And of course, through songwriting and through singing, it's a way of, you know, it's like a pressure valve, so it's a way of letting your emotions out in the most natural way, and it definitely helped me, and I felt very fortunate for that opportunity to sing and to play, you know. I don't take it for granted at all.
It's, I mean, that's fascinating. But I do believe that a lot of artists, you know, pursue their art because it's a way in which that they can express themselves in a manner in which they can't actually express themselves normally. They, you know, it's an avenue for something else.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, most of the artists that I've got to know, most of the people that I've got to know over the year, and a lot of my best buddies, like in Nashville and all over the world, you know, we're all sort of, I guess, you know, without sounding too dramatic, but we're all kind of damaged souls in a lot of ways, you know. And I mean, there are exceptions to that, obviously, but, you know, emotionally, I think to be what I've realized, to be a songwriter, I think that you have to be, you know, and people, I'm sure when people hear me saying this, they'll laugh, especially people who know me, but you do suffer from being oversensitive, you know. And I definitely am oversensitive to everything, to stuff that's happening in the world, stuff in my personal life, stuff around me. But in a way, you have to be, because you're like an antenna. You don't tend to draw in the situations and the emotions if you're not, because if you weren't sensitive, you'd miss them. So you know, there are all these little things that are, I'm going to call them qualities. I almost said weaknesses. I'm going to call them qualities. I've decided to call them qualities. But, you know, that's definitely in my makeup as a songwriter. I'm open to, I feel a lot of things, you know. Not to be sounding too soppy, but yes.
No, I find it interesting. May I ask you, do you think, you know, you've talked about going into that zone and the place the world kind of recedes and you're in the process of making the song. Do you ever have the moment where you kind of feel like after the songwriting process, you've been through the songwriting process, that you understand things maybe a little better because of the process of writing the song?
Oh, 100%. But absolutely. I mean, it's a great way of learning, you know. It's like another little learning level that you go through. The one thing that I have had to learn over the years is I like it too much that I tend to feel a bit depressed after I come out of it, because it's a comfortable zone for me, and then when I come back out of it, I'm back in the real world, and sometimes the real world can be a pretty a dark kind of place, you know, depending on what's going on. And when we're certainly living in very changeable times at the moment. So it's, you know, it's, it's that kind of yin and yang thing, you know. I mean, sometimes I feel sometimes I wish I wasn't so kind of sensitive to stuff, because I wouldn't take it in and I wouldn't carry it. I tend to carry it around with me, but you know, look, that's the price you pay. So, but I wouldn't want to think everybody to think that it's all very dark. I mean, I do have happy moments. I must have, at least in the last 15 years, written at least two happy songs, and, which is a lot for me. And, you know, so there you go. You tell me what it's like to be the only one that means so much to me. That I have is never ending. This song is for you. My heart's in the melody I'm sending. Now I believe that sometimes even miracles come true. Heaven answered all my prayers. This song is for you. You work in collaboration with a lot of artists. You've recently worked with the likes of Jerry Halliwell. You've got a very good relationship, it seems, with Nathan Carter these days. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for Nathan. You know, I didn't really know a lot about what Nathan did, you know, artist-wise, because, of course, I wasn't living in Ireland. I haven't lived in Ireland for so long. But, you know, he came over to visit me a couple of years ago, and we just hung out and listened to music and, you know, for an afternoon. I thought, he's just a really nice guy and really talented, and we decided then, we didn't write that particular day, but we decided we'd write, and now we're on our third number one that we've written together for him. And I kind of look at Nathan's career and I think, well, he's very deserving of it. He's a hard worker, he's a great musician, he's a great singer. So, you know.
But what is that process like, Don, to kind of collaborate with someone else? Because
I think you have to be open, you know. I mean, I don't, you know, I remember when I worked with Jerry Halliwell for the first time, when she came down to the studio, the first day we just kind of hung out. And we really didn't take each other that seriously. We were just laughing at stuff and talking and drinking coffee and, you know, because I think it takes a while before you get to know somebody and you feel comfortable with somebody to then allow yourself to come up with ideas and not be laughed at. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? So, like, you know, songwriting, if you think about it, you know, I remember trying to explain to my older brother Tom once. He said to me, what is it you actually do? And I said, well, you know, I'm in my studio and then, you know, I have a couple of cups of coffee and then someone will come in and we'll have a chat and then I might pick up a guitar, sit down at the piano or do lots of things badly. And then a song will start to happen. And he just started laughing, you know, he just thought, well, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And he said, what happens then? And I said, well, you know, we both kind of throw in ideas and then we find this sort of idea that we both go with. And it's two brains, you know, as my buddy Paul Brady said, isn't it great co-writing? It's being allowed to step into somebody else's consciousness, you know, into somebody else's departments in their brain and have a look around. Pick what you want. Pick what you want and use it. You know, how lucky are we? And that's why I like collaborating. I do like writing on my own as well, but that's another thing. That's a different thing for me. But that's what I like. And in the process then, hopefully you get to know the person, you get to really like the person, you're hanging out with them, and then after all that, you have a bit of success. The world can be cold and cruel.
Is there any particular collaboration you've had that really kind of was a light bulb moment for you that made you discover an area of your songwriting that you may not have touched upon before?
Oh, definitely. When I started working with the people that inspired me the most, and they were naturally older than me. One of them, I can name quite a few of them, but one of them being Randy Goodrum, and I had grown up listening to Randy Goodrum songs. And he'd written songs from everybody from Trisha Yearwood to Ronnie Millsap to, he had a big hit with a song called You Needed Me. I'm just trying to remember, Helen Reddy. But there were classics that he wrote. Mike Reed, Mike and myself write a lot of songs together. And Mike wrote, amongst others, I Can't Make You Love Me for Bonnie Raitt. And then Adele caught it. And then George Michael caught it. So many other people caught it. So when I started writing with that caliber of songwriter, collaborating with that type of songwriter, I think it really helped me to bring my game up about four steps. Because those guys are hit makers. And I was very lucky, first of all, to be introduced to them. But I think you only ever get to write with them. So for instance, like if you write with them the first time and they think, you know, I'm not sure. And the fact now that I've been writing with these guys probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years is nice, you know, because we've written a lot of songs and we've had success with those songs. But also, they almost become as family because they get to know you so much because you're actually spending a lot of time with them. So, yeah, I think people like that, that's why I love writing with people that are older than me, because they're bringing that wealth of experience and wisdom to the table. You know, when I write with Mike Reed, especially, there's a certain, I don't know, he's a very charismatic kind of man, you know, and he'll sit down and nothing is ever throwaway with Mike, you know. He'll say to me, he calls me Donny Boy, and he says, Donny Boy, what do you mean by that line? And then if he can really get into that line as well and love it, he gets excited about the fact that we've come up with it, you know. So It's a wonderful experience to have with anybody, you know.
There's a famous story about Hey Jude. I don't know if you know it, about Paul McCartney was kind of thrashing out the song with John Lennon.
Okay.
And he wasn't sure of the line, the movement you need is on your shoulder.
Yes.
And he said, I'm thinking of dropping it from the line. And John Lennon said, you won't, you know, it's the best line of the song.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a lot, that's exactly, that's what a great example that is. That's exactly what good songwriting is about. It's about somebody else bringing something out in you that you possibly may not have brought out yourself, you know. It's like opening some little door in a compartment that is in your head already, but you open it up because somebody else is interested, and then you say it. And some of the time you don't even realize how good or relevant it is when you say it, and the other person goes, oh my God, I just love that line. You know, that's what songwriting is about.
Don't lose your faith, don't turn away. Everything that makes you who you are will not lead you astray. When it gets cold, too dark to see, reach in your soul and find me there. I'll always be your constant angel.
You're working with a lot of younger, newer artists as well. You're the kind of senior hat in that relationship. How is that for you?
Morphed into that. somebody came into the studio, I don't think it was last year, and there was this young pop artist, and I'm not a big lover of pop, but anyway, she was brought in by her management company, and she, you know, I started singing or whatever, and when we were writing, and she said, oh my God, she said, did you used to be a singer?
Oh dear.
And I thought, oh my God, I'm actually getting old. I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't know. I've lived a little bit in my life, you know. So I'm glad to bring whatever experience or whatever ideas that I have to the table. I don't hold back on them. I don't censor my own ideas. I try to bring them with me because, you know, that's what it's about. It's about just letting everything out and, you know, something good will come out of it.
But you also run a lot of writing workshops as well.
Yeah, you know, I do when I have time. I mean, I have to say that's a kind of a personal thing of mine that I really like. I mean, I just like that. I mean, I do it because I like it. I mean, it's not a particularly, you know, it's not really the road I want to go down, but I'm always interested in hearing what other people's, you know, thought processes or learning whatever and hearing the ideas and hearing why people write songs. I think that's an interesting. Sometimes I feel the introduction to a song, like if I'm doing a workshop with some, we'll say, teenagers or something, and then I ask them to introduce the song, and they say, well, I wrote this song because. And that, to me, is a very interesting, that's sometimes more interesting than the song. You know, I was feeling like this, so I decided to write, you know, so I can understand what that is, you know. So I encourage every parent, certainly that I know, to have musical instruments around the house. You know, I'm not by any means a great musician. I play a lot of things badly. I'm quite happy to be like that because that for me, it's part of the writing experience. It's not so much like I so appreciate when I come across talent. For instance, my guitar player, James Shannon, is just an incredible guitar player. And I really appreciate him for that. But, you know, I don't really strive to be like that. I mean, I use the guitar as this sort of vehicle that gives me a melody, and then it's like a train, and then the lyrics, it's on top of that, you know? That's kind of how it works for me the majority of the time.
If you were to meet a young Don Meskell that's just starting out on his songwriting career, what advice would you give him today?
Well, that's another amazing question. I mean, I would say persevere, you know, because it doesn't happen overnight. You know, my career has been an overnight success of probably 18 years, you know. And I think the longer you're in this kind of songwriting game and the music industry, the more you learn. I mean, I'm learning every day. I learn from every new co-write. And whether I'm writing with somebody I haven't written before, or even if I'm writing with myself, I'll do something different. So we're all on this learning curve in life. The music business has drastically changed from when I started out. I mean, with everything, with digital downloading, with streaming, everything has changed. I don't claim to understand it. I don't understand it. But you know what? I never got into it because of that. Because, you know, people, I did an interview last week and somebody said, well, you know, tell us how it has affected you as a songwriter. And I said, yeah, but, you know, that's the boring stuff. I didn't start writing songs and working with artists and get songs on records. You know, really, the money thing kind of didn't come into it for me. It wasn't about that. So I'm coming at it at a different angle. Obviously, it's important that you try to make a living out of it, but, you know, that was never my first goal. So if it was someone starting out, I'd say, you know, just fine-tune your art, you know, because it's like an apprenticeship. Every time you go out and play, whether it be in a pub or a club, or you get the chance of opening for somebody, or you're playing in front of your family, every time you play, you get better and you learn. And songwriting is a little bit like that. I think the more you write, the more you learn. If I close my eyes, I still get lost in your smile. You're out there missing. You're out there missing.
You put up a video last month around Patrick's Day about Mary Boyle. Tell me a bit about Mary Boyle.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Look, it was my sister, actually, Catherine, who lives in Yall, alerted me to the whole story about Mary Boyle. You know, I didn't know about Mary, and she was this young child that in the 70s disappeared. And, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly what happened, but, you know, there are some very strange and mysterious circumstances, and some things happened at the time that I think everybody is frowning upon now, because investigations that should have been continued and definitely pursued weren't. But, you know, you're talking about an Ireland of a different time as well. You know, we have to remember that. But, you know, I can't help but feel when I looked up the whole story behind Mary, that, you know, she's this lost soul out there, and it's like that she won't find any peace until, you know, the mystery is solved, you know. So I thought, well, you know, if there was in any way, if I could help by putting that up and alerting people that, you know, that didn't know the story like I didn't know. So the reaction, as you know, was pretty amazing. And I just think, from my point of view, that I'm going to keep putting that song up there, and I'm going to keep putting up the link to the documentary that it was made about her, in the hope that somebody will come up with some new evidence, or at least, you know, tell what really happened. I can't imagine the agony and the misery that her family went through. I just cannot imagine it.
Hopefully something will come with it, but I mean, it's great to have the facility, the platform that you have to raise that awareness.
Well, listen, that's my, you know, it's my privilege and it's my responsibility, and you know, wouldn't it be amazing if something good came out of it, you know? You are the hope on my horizon. You are. So I can see, and in the darkest hour when I have fallen, you are the love that carries me.
Let's talk about Homebirds finally. That's Friday the 18th of May at St Mary's Collegiate Church. The Bravehearts Choir will be performing, I believe, a couple of numbers that you've written on the night.
Yeah, I think they're going to perform. I'm so excited about hearing them. I think they're performing a song that I wrote for Shane Foylan from Westlife called Your Love Carries Me, which is quite an inspirational kind of a song. And also I'm hoping to perform Missing, which is the song that we put out for Mary Boyle as well, you know. You know, I had a look at them online. What an incredible choir they are, and extremely talented. And I love that. You know, I love when you go to a town or a village or a city, and then you incorporate in the show the local talent. You know, isn't that what it's all about? Music is about sharing, isn't it? It's not just about me. So I'm really looking forward to hearing them live. And of course, it's a fantastic venue, cathedral, you know. So, and it's one of my favorite towns in Ireland. My younger sister lives there, you know, and my godson lives there. So, I mean, hey, Dara O'Flynn.
It's a great place to be. I will not disagree with you on that, Don.
And the wonderful Dara.
Dara McGann, yes.
McGann.
Our very own Dara McGann.
Your very own Dara McGann, and what a wonderful singer he is. So, I mean, he's going to sing a few songs as well. So I think it'll just be a lovely musical evening. That's what I'm hoping for, anyway. And I hope everybody comes along, and, you know, it's an experience we'll all share.
I think it's going to be a fantastic night, Don, and I can't wait to see you take the stage.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you, sir, and I wish
you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I'm really excited about the show. I'm always excited to play. You know, it's going to be a great. That's going to be a great weekend. We have a show in Waterford, and we have a show in Clonmel, and we have a TV thing. It's all going to be good.
You there, thinking I'd find this again with somebody else, but all that I found was an empty reflection. Then out of the blue, while fireworks lit up the night sky, saw you again, and it hit me so hard just how much I'd been missing you. I don't know why I'm constantly hypnotized, can't get you off my mind. This must be true, that there's nobody of faith. Words we've been hiding for years, there in the dark we relived how it felt. Now we're honest and older. I do.